morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell, and I'm the minister here at Trinity. Thank you for being brave and coming out today. I know it's a little bit iffy about when things are going to start, but it's not until later in the day, so we're good. I know our views online will be up today. If you are watching from home or listening to the podcast or sermon by phone, welcome. It is wonderful to have you in this space today that we call sanctuary. We hope and pray that it becomes a sanctuary for you today. And I don't have any birthday announcements. Are there any birthday announcements from the congregation? No birthdays. Next week, I have a lot. So be here. There is a lot of birthdays to celebrate for next week. Today, we come to this place looking for peace. We come to this place with hope in our hearts that we can connect our faith out into the world. This world sometimes feels so heavy and so distant. So we come to this place to recharge our batteries, to listen to the word, and to bring that word out into the world. With deep gratitude and respect, Trinity Night Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Ibigwit, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. Each week, we light the Christ candle as a sign and symbol of Christ's presence with us, another commissioning for us to be courageous enough to take that light, not only out into the world, but in our thoughts and our deeds, knowing that we are never alone. Friends, please join me in the call to worship. Come and rest a while. Breathe in the love which surrounds you. Amen.
And as we sing this first hymn, "This is the day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it," there's an echo part, and we're going to have females who in the congregation who recognize themselves as female to start as the first, and then male voices, and then as I identify that way, to do the echo each time. So if you happen to get into the wrong part, that's quite all right, because this is the day that God has made.
This
everybody.
This is the day that our God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day.
This is the day that our God has made.
Open to us.
Open to us.
Your gates, O God.
Your gates, O God.
We will go in. We will go in.
Please join me in the gathering prayer that can be found on the bulletins and on the screens. Holy wisdom, light of lights, giver of hope, as we begin this new season, we long for new life, new energy, new purpose. We long for the gifts of compassion, of care and community in our everyday struggles and in the troubles of our world. Together, may we find and share the life, love, and peace we need. May your spirit fill us to the brim with zeal, imagination, and gusto. May we read the signs of the times and discern our special gift, our special calling, our special opportunity to do a new thing in our church and community for joy for one another and the joy of your beloved world. Amen.
For those in our junior church program or those visiting with us ages 3 to 15, I welcome you to come up. You can sit on the steps or up close to the front in the pew. Come join me. Welcome. Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Great food box items. That's awesome. Wonderful. Hello, Caden. Come on over. Awesome. Oh, Annika's coming. Great. Okay, so I have this great idea. I know you guys are going to have some fun today in the auditorium. You are looking at doing show and tell and all that great stuff, and we're going to hear a fantastic story about what it's like when we are without, how we can help one another. So I thought, what a great idea. Let's have a snack. So, well, maybe... just me have a snack? Is there enough here? If I gave, no. What could we do if we don't have enough of something? What could we do? Phoebe? We could get more. How could we get more? Oh, you have some. You can share. Did you hear that? You can share. You can get more. What other ways can you get more? You could get more at the store. Okay, what other ways could you get more? You can share, get more at the store. What about if we ask somebody to help us? What about if I had this one package, but I looked at all the people in the congregation and all the people in the choir? Do you think anybody there might help? Do you think they would? If we asked them to help, if we said, you know what, we want to have a snack together, but we only have a couple of packs, that's not enough for us, we want to find someone to help us. Do you think that they would help if we asked? Okay. Is there anyone in the congregation or the choir willing to help us today? If so, lift up what you're willing to offer us. Whoa! Yay! So, can I get some helpers? Can you go out and collect them and let's put them in this dish? Let's go. Everyone keep your hands up. Come on. Let's go get them. Everybody help me. Help me. I need your help. Oh, look. Even our student minister has something wonderful. Thank you. Let's do the congregation. Let's go. Thank you. Wow. Look, there's some here. Run around. Grab them. Oh, thank you. Get them. Go on. Wonderful. Keep going. Wonderful. Keep going. Where's this more? There's some on the other side. Break it. Divide and conquer. Let's go. Oh, come on, Emma. Can you look at the ones in the choir? Can you go up and grab the ones in the choir? Come on. Up there. All the ones in the choir. Look at them. Great. Oh, look. Look. Annika, there's two more. Oh, thank you. Wow. Any more? Oh, look, way back there. Look, there's two ladies back there. Wonder. Oh, look at you. I'm going to put them in the. Oh, here it is. Wow, Charlie, that's awesome. You did great. Oh, look, there's two over here. Did Rick give his up? Look, there's two here. Charlie, you want to grab these two? Awesome. Oh, you got them? Okay. Oh, Annika, rock star. Come on, that's awesome. Wow. Okay, so let's think about this for a second. Is there any other ones? Okay. Annika, we started with one. Oh, you got one more? Let's feed them all. Thank you. You got two more. Awesome. Okay, so let's think about this. We started with how many? One, and then Annika had one, and then we went around, and now we have, is there enough to share for a snack? Yes. Do we have enough? Well, Sophia's going to tell us a story today about how Jesus did this with the disciples. You just did discipleship work. Let's give them a round of applause, and thank you. Wow. Okay, Sophia, if you want to share the story with us, and we'll see more discipleship work on what we can do. Wow.
Jesus feeds 5,000. It was a beautiful sunny day as Jesus and his disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee in a boat with white sails. Jesus had helping sick people and many more people of all ages come to see him again that day. Maybe they could hear more of Jesus' stories or see him show God's power through another miracle. When Jesus saw the large crowd of men, women, and children, he asked his friend Philip. How are we going to get enough food to feed all of these people? Philip answered, I could work for 6 months and not earn enough money to buy food for all of these men, women, and children. The disciples didn't know what to do. Just then, Andrew pointed to a young child and said, here is a boy who has 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish. It is something, but certainly isn't enough food for all of these people. The boy looked very nervous as he said in a small voice, Jesus, please take my food if you think it will help. Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. The boy offered asked his friend to have the crowd sit down. About 5,000 people sat in the grassy meadow by the lake that day. After Jesus gave thanks to God, he blessed the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Then he shared the food with all of the people who were there that day. All 5,000 people ate until they were full. Then Jesus said, now let's gather up all of the leftovers, and do you know what? There were enough leftovers of pieces of bread to fill 12 large baskets, more loaves of and fish leftovers than the boy had given to Jesus. The disciples shook their heads in disbelief as they struggled to pick up the baskets heavy with food. The people saw the full buckets of leftovers and began to understand that something extraordinary had just happened, another miracle. Jesus smiled as he heard people say, God must have sent Jesus to us. It was a day that the boy, the disciples, and all of the people would never forget.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That was a long scripture reading. You did a great job. Thank you so much, Sophia. So we have more to share. And so sometimes when we start with just one little thing, it can grow and grow and grow, and we can have abundance. So these are yours. These are for snack. So there you go. Thank you so much. And let us sing together.
I'll bring my love.
Please join us in responding. 3:6 in Voices United. God, who may be a guest in your house?
Or who will you dwell?
One who leads a blameless life?
Who does what is right, who speaks truthfully from the heart.
One whose tongue is free from malice?
Who never wrongs a friend, who utters no reproach against the neighbor.
One who cannot respect the unworthy, but honors those who fear God.
Who stands by a promise given, though it be personal to the basis.
One who will not take interest on a loan, nor accept a bribe to testify against the innocent.
Whoever does good shall never be overthrown.
Please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Loving God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, dear God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If there is a will, there is a way. This saying holds wisdom in situations where we want to encourage ourselves and one another to see what is happening around us and within us, to recognize and respond, to get through whatever the hurdle, the obstacle, the distraction that might be in the way. Quick research, thank you, Google, into this saying, if there is a will, there is a way, uncovered that it is generally attributed to a 17th century poet named George Herbert. But his wording was, to him that will, ways are not wanting. Think about that for a moment. To him that will, ways are not wanting. That is a powerful statement. It reinforces that if you want something, you must have the will. You must have the hunger, the ambition, the gumption, as my dad would say. He said that a lot around me. You have gumption to move forward and to receive whatever it is. If you want to receive, if you want to achieve, if you want to change something for the better, the will is needed so that we can say yes, so that we can say yes to the quest to initiate potential change. And then once we've said yes, we must do it. We must be committed to it, to move forward into it. Change does not happen without action. Wants are not fulfilled without action. Visions and dreams remain just that, visions and dreams, without action. To him that will, ways are not wanting. Want is something that I have been reflecting on over the last few weeks as Karina and Nancy, Elaine, the worship team, Junior Church, and you, the congregation, dived into the theme of, I am a change maker. What is it as Christians, what is it that we want to see changed in this world, in our communities, in our lives, or even within us? What do we want to see change? What do we want? What is our dream for this world? What is the vision that God has for creation that is shown to us through the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of our faith? What needs to change now so that we can move into God's will being done? What must we do so that we can witness and be part of the fulfillment of change? Living into God's will. Because I can tell you right now, it takes more than visions and dreams. Sometimes the change, the want, can be hard to identify. Sometimes it's hard to move past vision and dreams. And maybe we feel something is missing. We can feel that something is lacking. We need something that's needing our attention, but we just find it difficult to define, and we find it hard to figure out how we're going to act into that needed change. At times, it might be easier to start with identifying what we don't want. For example, I don't want to feel lonely. I don't want to be late for supper. I don't want to feel too busy. If we flip that coin, we flip that statement of change and say, I want companionship. I want to be present at supper time. I want and need a balance in my life of busyness. Once we identify the want, then change can be initiated. In our Spark Bible reading from the Gospel of John, we have a situation that's unfolding. There are many hungry people, but it seems that there are few resources to meet the great need. Jesus creates a space where the will is initiated and the miracle of not lacking is revealed. And suddenly, resources are found within the situation, and there's plenty to go around. The need or problem was identified, the want and the need for more resources to feed the crowd was acknowledged, and with faith and action, working hand to hand, the way was presented. Faith and action working hand in hand. That day, all were filled, not only physically, but spiritually. Now that is a miracle. Miracles happen every day around us. I see them here at Trinity when a need or a want or whatever it is that may be lacking is identified. You don't ignore it. You respond with a faith filled will. You want to respond. This is a church that wants to respond. You want something to change within a current situation so that things might become better. And this type of faith-filled will is nourished within community, like you're doing here today. And for some of you, it might be your first time coming into this faith community. That allows for us to be changed individually and as a community. This church is nothing without you. Change does not happen without you. Responses for the better does not happen without each of you. being present, saying yes, doing something, responding to a need. And we see that in our psalm reading today, where the psalmist recognizes that they must change in order to respond to the world around them and create the continuation of needed change to be relevant in this world. And there is a faithful promise within all of this from the psalm. Whoever does this shall never be overthrown. But the will for change is left for us to explore, to discern, to have the courage to move towards, and ultimately decide on how we're going to move forward on that. If there's a will, there is a way. Recently, I came across a quote attributed to Lauren Buchanan that I'm still discerning and reflecting on. The quote reads, "Whatever you are not changing, you are choosing." Whatever you are not changing, you are choosing. And this absolutely stopped me in my tracks when I read it. Sometimes being quiet, being on the fence, being inactive in needed change creates a space where we inadvertently choose something we don't want, don't like. It's not part of what we even believe in. It's not loving. And when we choose to be inactive, we do not feed those who hunger. We do not offer nourishment for those who are thirsty. We do not invite in the stranger. We do not clothe those who need clothing. We do not respond to those who are sick or in prison. We do not recognize the will, and as such, we ignore the way. We ignore what Jesus commissioned us to do. Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me. We must choose to live into our Christian teachings. If we don't, we are not being who Jesus called us to be. We're not living into our faith. We are not being Christian. Call it whatever you want. It's not Christian. Pope Francis said, "The sickness, or you can say the sin, that Jesus condemns most is hypocrisy," which is precisely what is happening when someone claims to be a Christian but does not live according to the teachings of Christ. You cannot be a Christian without living like a Christian. You cannot be a Christian without practicing the Beatitudes. You cannot be a Christian without doing what Jesus teaches in Matthew 25, which is to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger. It's hypocrisy to call yourself a Christian and chase away a refugee or someone seeking help, someone who is hungry, thirsty. Toss out someone who needs help. If I say I am a Christian but do these things, I'm a hypocrite. There comes a time when we must respond into the beliefs of our faith, and it takes courage. A faith that commissions us to be present and change those things that hurt, that oppress, that exclude, that are racist, that tear apart one's identity, that goes completely against what Jesus commanded. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. What can I do? What can we do? Do we have the will to make the way? To him that will, wants or ways are not wanting. Christianity is about change making. This is what we must do. This is what being a change maker is all about. It is about seeing things in a new way. It is about the radical way of being and responding in this world that is focused on the very nature of our Creator, who is, who was, and who always will be creating, recreating, because God so loved the world. You see, on that hillside, the feeding of the 5,000 would have felt like an impossibility, but there was a will, and as we know, all things are possible with God. That is our faith. Jesus created space for the will to take root, and our faith in Jesus creates for us the space for the will today. The power of community, of you here, is elevated in today's scripture. You helped the children recognize that when there was a need, you would help. You would provide. You would be present. That all are welcomed. That all are fed. That all are visited. All are included. That in living into the two great commandments, that is what being Christian is all about. And if you are not doing that, you risk, I risk being a hypocrite. Today, we are faced with what may feel like impossibilities in this world. But this is the time. This is the time when the rubber meets the road. Are we going to take on the role of being a change maker? We talked about it for the last 6 weeks. Are we going to take on that role of being a change maker? Are we going to live into our Christian values? Are we going to discern the message? Are we going to look at those dreams and those visions and then act into those through the filters of our faith? What will we choose? Whose will is actually being done? And whose way is being created? All glorious God's. Amen.
As we talk about whose will be done, as we follow our Christian faith, we follow with our Christian brothers and sisters across the world to do so. And we're going to sing this song that comes from South Africa. It's a traditional South African song. It's in Xhosa, and it's also in English. I'm going to just read the Xhosa for you today, and eventually we will learn it. But to show respect for their language and the culture from which this song has come, this is what it sounds like. Maye nziwe ntando yako. Maye nziwe ntando yako. Maye zinwe nato doko. Maye nziwe ntando yako. Maye nziwe ntando yako. It means, your will be done on earth. Your will be done on earth. Your will be done on earth. And the choir is going to sing it for us now, and you're going to get to sing it as the postlude song. So listen well and let it sink into your bones so that we can all sing it later to celebrate that God's will be done. Choir. I should say, we're going to do it just in English, Steve, so if we could just have the English up, please. Thank you.
Done. Your will be done on earth. Thank you, Louise. Thank you, choir. Looking forward to singing that later. Mission and Service supports people in need around the world. This week, Faith in Action focuses on a need right here within walking distance of you, the church. Lifehouse Emergency Shelter. The folks at Lifehouse declare our mission, Lifehouse Emergency Shelter and Transitional Housing, is committing to offering services for women, trans, and non-binary individuals and their children who find themselves temporarily homeless due to a variety of factors. Eviction, job loss, violence, exiting treatment programs, and are in a time of transition in their lives. Our vision, empowering women to find their inner strength and recognize their self-worth, an inherent power of accessing existing resources and supports in times of difficulty and transition. In partnership with the Boys and Girls Club Summerside, I'm speaking for Lifehouse, our 10-unit building opened the doors in October 2024. That's just a few months ago. And now we are building our 24-unit permanent affordable housing. And as an aside, this is also in part to the fundraising that was done last year with Coldest Night of the Year, Summerside. The Walking Robins Trinity UCC Summerside is one of 48 Coldest Night of the Year teams. With our Walking Robins, if you are here, you can wave. I'll start. Me, Beth, so I'll wave. And then we have Winnie, Pat, and we have Joyce, and Sharon, and Ellen, and Joyce from the Trinity office, and Hannah, who is typically in the youth room. Today, through diligent fundraising, the Walking Robins, I checked this morning on the scoreboard, and we are in sixth place out of 48 teams for fundraising thus far. And so if we have this week to go, so please go online at cnoy.org or donate cash or check to Joyce in the office or one of the Walking Robins today. And the final word goes to Lifehouse Emergency Shelter. Join us on Saturday, February 22nd, 2025, to walk and fundraise with us in the coldest night of the year and be a part of changing the lives of women and their families. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Coldest Night of the Year does make a difference, and we see it daily, and it's just, it's a passion that I think that not only for the walkers, but for those who get to participate by making a donation. So thank you for encouraging us to continue to be a part of an amazing program that does make a difference. Today, as always, we pause in our service to lift up the blessings of offering. And as the offering plate, as a symbol of that offering that we give, of time, of talent, as that comes forward, I ask you to please rise, those who are able, as we have a blessing over the offering today. Remembering that time and talent, resources, make a difference, not only within the walls of this sanctuary, but again, out into the world. So please, friends, join me in prayer. Let us pray. Creative, compassionate one, we would indeed honor the gift of creation in our choices, in our actions, in our whole way of living on this precious earth. We give these gifts to sustain our community and our other communities as we commit ourselves to live with deeper respect in creation. May your love for your creation shine through our work of making this world livable for all creatures, great and small. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Let us pray. Most compassionate and creative one, we give thanks for who we have been, who we are now, and who we yet may become. Teach us, we pray, the ways of your wisdom for the living of these days now here. We ask for open minds, open hearts to be the church, the community we are best able to be, for the good of one another and the good of all whose lives we touch. In days of inward looking, in days so overwhelmed by the world's troubles, in days of loneliness and disconnection, may your spirit rekindle in us a deep love for each other and for your world. May we and may all play our part, learning and listening and discerning, praying for a deeper wisdom and compassion beyond our personal needs and preferences. Remembering our calling to love and serve others, to live in respect with creation, and to seek justice. We pray today and always for those seeking to resolve conflict, relieve suffering, and bring about healing and justice and peace in troubled places near and far. We pray today and always for those suffering hunger and disease, those whose lives and loved ones and homes are in danger or are already lost. So much we need to hold in your love and light. Remember those among us, those known to us who need our prayers, and we hold them also in love and light in a moment of silent prayer. In another moment, we seek to surround ourselves with your love and light for us. Always there, but we need to remember. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. We thank you for sharing in our service, whether in person, on live stream, podcast, or sermon by phone. And we thank all those behind the scenes that make these services possible in these various forms. Next Sunday, February 23rd, our worship service will share in the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion, as well as confirmation. We will use the packaged cups and wafers. Just a reminder that the wafers in these cups are not gluten-free. Next Sunday also, please plan to stay after worship for coffee and conversation in the auditorium, shared with us by the pastoral care team. Also next Sunday, it's a full action-packed day. At 1:30, here in the Sanctuary of Trinity, plan to attend Reflections on the Enduring Power of Faith, a concert presented by Kathy Pavlik and Louise Elder. Admission is by donation, and all the rest of the information is in the bulletin. For all the information on the life and work of Trinity Summerside and its work in the community, the bulletin or the green announcement sheets are available at the entrances or on the website trinitysummerside.ca. Here's a few of the announcements. Thank you to all those who assisted with the preparation, who purchased tickets, which were sold out, by the way, and enjoyed the hot roast beef takeout dinner yesterday. 280 meals were prepared. We have a few packages of the roast beef left over, and as long as the supply lasts, we'll have them available for a donation of $5 in the auditorium following the service. Mark March 4th from 4 to 6 p.m. on your calendar for the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper. The Christian Life and Growth team are looking for donations of pancake mix, add water only kind, and syrup, and they can be dropped off at the church office. There's more information also in the bulletin. And mark on your calendar in advance Ash Wednesday service on March 5th at 6:30 p.m. Please plan to attend the annual congregational meeting for Trinity United Church Summerside for the year ended December 31st, 2024, which will be held in the sanctuary following in-person worship on March 9th, 2025. Thank you and have a great week.
Thank you, Nancy, for keeping us informed and how we can be involved in our church. It's great that we are busy. Yes, next week, the two sacraments of the United Church of Canada will be observed, as well as a part of the two sacraments is also confirmation with the baptism. So it's going to be a busy Sunday, and I heard someone scream out, and it's Reverend Rachel's birthday. Yes, it is. Next Sunday is Reverend Rachel's birthday. I would have told you. I would have been honest. That's why they're having a concert, right, Louise? I'm sure that's exactly why they picked the date. Friends, please stand those who are able as we have our commissioning together, and then we're going to join right into that beautiful hymn, Your Will Be Done. As you leave this place today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen and hallelujah.